I'd like to call the August 15th meeting of Ways and Means to order. And I have a review and approval of the regular meeting from July 11th.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. All motions are to adopt unless otherwise noted. Resolution 358 was postponed in Lawson Pools. I'm going to take out of order 447. Resolution 447. And I don't have a motion.
Motion to refer to the Law and Local Government Services Committee.
Second?
I'll second that.
Discussion?
This is a worthy topic of discussion. Certainly it's a major issue that all of us need to be concerned with, and particularly when it comes to professionalism. As legislators, we are the guy. Citizens watch our committee meetings and our legislative meetings, and we all have to make sure we conduct ourselves as polite, respectful individuals. So I think this resolution is important. I think it should be considered by the Law and Rules and Government Services Committee, as it really doesn't have a financial impact.
Discussion?
Senator Collins?
I'm unclear also why it's in this committee. I'm also unclear on what it actually proposes. As I've heard, the resolve says that training should be developed and coordinated by the county diversity officers and be scheduled for in cooperation with a number of people. It doesn't actually put any requirements on anybody to actually take the trainings. So to me, that's a missing piece of this. I'm not sure I understand if that's what the intention is, or just that we develop training and that's how I'm reading. So that's my question.
So I can answer the first part, and I'll let Sir Harmon answer the second. The first part is because it's personnel that falls under this committee. That's the reason why it shows up here. So, second part of it.
Thank you. Okay. So, first of all, to give a little bit of context, I think that this is really important work, not just because of how we conduct ourselves in public, though certainly for that reason, but also because as policy makers, we're in a position where we need to not just understand the basics, we need a leadership level of understanding of DEI issues, especially in terms of how policies have come about historically at all levels of government, because we have to respond to them, whether they're county level or not. And so we need to understand the ways that race and inequity have played into the policies that we have. So that's the reason and rationale for this, and for this being for elected officials, if that helps for understanding. I think that I would love for this to have teeth, right? You must do this, but as I understand it, we don't have a lot of mechanisms by which we can do that. And so here we are, where we can do what we can do in that regard. But I'm happy to answer any questions people have about the training.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have this come forward, but I had a couple of questions. And one was, what was advanced DEI training? And I think you're alluding to that, but I think it could be helpful to unpack it in here. And I think it might be that we could have a policy that all elected officials will take a certain amount of training, and that it include whatever it is that we can articulate that makes it advanced and addressing the history and the role of elected officials in perpetuating unfair situations. Mm-hmm. So I think this can be made better, which is the reason that I think Laws and Rules is a good place for it. I'd be happy to work on that.
Thank you.
Discussion on referring it to Laws and Rules?
I think I have clarity. So basically what this is saying is the most that can be done with these resolutions, scheduling training, but to be no enforcement of that training on elected officials. Is that correct? Amen. And that's why there is no, and that's why there is no actual requirement that elected officials teach us.
That is
instead of being scheduled, and those that choose to go, those that don't choose to go, don't go, and there's no repercussion for those who don't go. It's being clear. That's what we're doing.
All right. All those in favor of that to referral to Los Mills? Opposed? Okay. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. All right. Back to you. Is anybody else have something on here that I'd like to take out of order? No? Okay. All right. Ready to go. What number? I'll take it out of order. Come to number yours. More than half to be through. All right, well, let's start with 439 then. Resolution number 439, can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second? Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 440. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great.
43.
443. I look the law. May I have a motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion. All right, catch up with that. Yep. Thank you, Pastor. It's set a public hearing for the tax exemption. Sister Dog.
I'm good.
Oh. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Very. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yep. All right. Resolution 418. Can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Resolution 419. Can I have a motion?
Aye.
Second?
Aye.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 420. Can I have a motion?
Aye.
Second? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 422. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed?
Abstain for reasons of employment.
Resolution 424. Can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Opposed?
Carried. 420. Travis Barr. Can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 426. Can I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? On the security improvement track, Golden Hill, would that be the new project coming up, or would it be our facilities on that property?
Sorry, facility.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All those in favor?
No.
Opposed? Sounds okay. Resolution 427, which is Bach. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 429. Can I have a motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Second.
Opposed? Carried. 431. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Opposed?
Carried. 432. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 433. Can I have a motion?
Second?
Second. Comments? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 434. Can I have a motion?
No, make it.
Second? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 435. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 436. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Motion.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 437. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 438. Is that a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 442. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 446. Can I have a motion? This is the amended version. I'll make that motion. Second. Discussion.
Just go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, I just would like to know if the executive's team has been involved and whether or not this is something that feels workable.
Yeah, so with the amendments, this would work well and give the flexibility of us bringing forward to those areas that need to be improved.
Yeah, I think the amendments are makes it easier to vote yes on this. Governor General.
Just to be clear, this so the bypass approval with the consent of either the chair of Ways and Means or the chair of the legislature, is that correct?
Sure.
Okay. Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Carried. 448. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 449, the bond. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Six Roberts. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 450. Can I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 451 is bond. Can I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 452. The motion?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Second.
Second. Other discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 453 is the bond. Could I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 454. Could I have a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So carried. 455. There a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 456. There a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 457. There a motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 459. Motions.
Move it.
Second. Yes. I can support. Discussions. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Go carried. 460. Block to three of them. Block 460, 461, 462. Can I have a motion to block?
Block.
Second.
Second.
Discuss. All those in favor of blocking?
Block.
Command. Three.
I'll move the block.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So carried. 463. Can I have a motion?
Move.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 464.
I'll move it.
Second.
Sure.
Discussion. My only discussion is, again, this is a position that I think has been
surface.
Oh, this isn't the this is it.
Yes. Where is that one? Is it where is your phone?
This is different.
This is different than what's been seen in the past. It's different from
it's a fully funded position.
Kind of confusing myself, because I thought I saw something on my notes. Never mind.
Ignore me.
Just in terms of that, I would like to see parity. I think we should increase the public defender's office building. We should also include includes the DA's office when we have the opportunity to do that next. But this one's easy.
All right, all those in favor?
Just
4's reports coming resolutions there. New business. Everybody's got their calendar for the voucher cycle. So I should be okay with that. Come Charlie Gallagher.
Good evening. I think we should always move up the planning director's resolutions if it means everything goes so smoothly.
I wanted to note that in reviewing contracts, the quality analyst identified as a sort of out of her normal course of work, but that we have not raised the living wage that contractors for the county have to meet, and it's very outdated now, you guys. So it's something that you might want to think about. Maybe we'll put together some numbers for the legislature so you can take a look at it, but it hasn't been raised since the resolution was first adopted several years ago, and it's behind by several dollars per hour right now. So we just wanted to mention that. It's supposed to be reviewed every year. The other item that we identified, and we have questions about the administration on who is actually tracking this, is the LLC Transparency Act, or resolution that was adopted last year. We are looking to see where that information is being collected, if it is being collected. And the reason that these things are coming up is because we are looking at whether or not vendors are meeting their contract reporting obligations. So it's in light of that. And I will start my presentation just on that point so that there's good flow in what I'm saying to you. I wanted to share with you that in her work, she's been reviewing all new contracts for contract reporting requirements. And I'm going to share with you some preliminary findings from that exercise, and then obviously we'll continue throughout the year. But out of the contracts approved so far in 2024, approximately 30% of the contracts that were approved are constituent service contracts. Out of the 176 constituent services contracts approved to date, 24% of them require quarterly reporting, 18% require annual reporting, 15% have ongoing reporting requirements, 11% are monthly, 11% have no reporting requirements in them. This information will be summarized in a memo or report to you, but I just wanted to mention it to you. I brought the list of contracts that don't have reporting. We'll circle back with the administration and the relevant departments on that point. In fact, one of them is a revenue contract for mobile mental health services with City of Kingston that we should be doing some reporting on. So I thought that was interesting. I think this is going to provide a lot of clarity on contracts in all directions, let's put it that way. So we have been working with the administration on what kinds of reporting might be good. There was training for department heads on data collection and contract reporting. Unfortunately, Elena was not invited to those trainings. So we did get briefing from the administration prior to those, but we're really happy that those trainings have occurred, and we've begun to let departments and the administration know that we will be reviewing contract reporting at year end and as final invoices come in, and we will be asking, are these reports in? And if they're not, we may hold invoices back. We may hold back payment. In light of that, we've started to notify departments on certain contracts and ask for the reporting interim because we want to train people. Nobody wants to not do their job. This is just an issue of like people have so much on their plate asking, reminding them to ask the department for the reporting. It's just we're trying to train people up to that. Okay, to go backwards in my report and speak to revenues, the county has earned sales tax revenues of 90.5 million, 54% of budget this year so far for 2024, and that is 3.65% ahead of last year for the same period. This is actually notable because many upstate counties are seeing declines in sales tax. New York City is ahead, the counties to the south of us are ahead, and we seem to be in that New York City market area. Recorded occupancy tax revenues for the year are 2.9 million or 47% of budget. There are probably some unreported. Yes. Legislator Levine.
Thank you, Controller. I just, in terms of the comparison numbers, do you have in front of you readily available just a comparison for other Hudson Valley counties, specifically, especially like Dutchess and surrounding areas, surrounding counties, just to be able to make an apples to apples comparison?
Yeah, I don't have it at my fingertips, but I can get it to you after the meeting easily. And we did look at it, and it does seem to us like Boston County Soundstate seem to be doing better than some of our upstates.
I think, you know, regional differences between, you know, economies, I think, can play a big role in it, obviously.
Definitely. I will send you the comptroller's report on what we have.
Any questions, Comptroller?
Do we have a comparison of occupancy tax from last year to this year?
We are ahead
But here's the problem, Legislator Collins, the journal entry process is behind, so I can't give you an up-to-date as of now. I will tell you we are seeing much larger returns because of the raise in the occupancy tax, and we did appear to be about double for the periods that we looked at. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, we're a little bit behind in the journal entry process. Budgeted interest income for 2024 is $6.7 million. We've earned approximately $5.9 million of that through July, and that's 81% budget. So we are going to definitely blow through budgeted revenue and interest income.
Great.
On the expenditure side, we've still not been able to prepare our 2023 year-end quarterly report. There are still material outstanding journal entries that are coming from the external auditors. I know it's frustrating. I would say, you know, we're still behind in the finance department because of the transition. And it's next year at this time, I don't think you'll be hearing what from us. And so we just have to be patient. And that means I also am struggling to give you, like we just noted on occupancy tax, I cannot give you real numbers with regard to expenses year to date right now because of the delay in journal entry processing. Again, it's just, you know, we need to have patience while they work through the external audit, and it's just taking time. The transfer of bank reconciliation responsibility is forging ahead. Finance did complete January. We were hearing that February was almost done, and that is very behind from where we sit. We would like to see much more catch up there. And we also have a draft bank rec policy out to finance. They were supposed to get us comments on the 12th. That has not happened. I assume they're just very busy with audit, and we should have it soon. We were hoping to get it to a few members here so that it could be introduced as a resolution. But the truth of the matter is it's not going to change process. It's more about making sure policy is caught up with what is actually happening on the ground. So the delay is not really material and doesn't really affect anything that's happening. We just want to make sure that we get it done sometime this year. On the external audit side, things seem to be going very well. We understand that we should meet the single audit deadline without trouble this year, so that's great. And I know the finance team's been working really hard. I get the notifications, as does the legislative fiscal analyst, every time something's uploaded, and it's been a lot. Audits and reports. You have the corporate compliance audit. It was sent out to you last week. We just briefed the Laws and Rules Committee on that. I'm happy to answer any individual questions. I wasn't going to make a presentation on it here at this committee, but I will just say there is a recommendation in that audit that those charged with governance, that would be you, have at least one seat on the corporate compliance committee. We have begun an audit of the county's T-card program. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's the county's credit card program. So we're looking at that. We've responded to the county executive's request for an occupancy tax audit. We've gotten initial materials. We expect to begin field work within the next few weeks. And that will include the all-inclusive resource. And I think that'll be very helpful for you going forward to really know what is happening in terms of those filings. We are writing up our findings on health insurance audit. I feel like I come here every month and I'm saying the same thing, but it's just a behemoth of an audit and it's taking a long time. The recommendation that an internal service fund be created that would segregate out those premium overpayments by employees. Employees have paid premium equivalents into the county. Those have been in the general fund. They need to be segregated out. That's over $7 million of premiums that should not be washing around in the general fund. So we're moving towards doing that. We are about to send a draft of a community college chargeback report to President Buffley's office. We want to make sure we have everything right there before we share it. And we also have a pending report on the allocation of sales tax among municipalities. We're hoping that that will educate and inform people as we go into the negotiations on the sales tax agreement in 2025, because that agreement is up in early 26. And we are looking to update our 2021 report on emergency housing. So we can, you know, there's been a lot more pressure in the emergency housing sector. We want a day like that for you. So that's what I have to share today. Any questions? Great.
Thank you.
You're very busy.
Yeah. I come here once a month. So I'm just kidding. And I say the same things to you guys over and over again. We're still working on healthcare. It takes a long time. Some of these reports take a long time. So. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
capital project updates?
Sure. So you're following this one thing. By the recommendation, many, so this is a, well, I guess capital report is published. So you would ask on a quarterly basis for the full listing, listed in one of the monthly reports you received, which capital projects that are for construction of over $5 million. In three sources, happy to report based off of what we received from the departments, there's no red flags or concerns on any of those three projects at this time.
Both on the dollar amount and timing, or just on?
Yeah, we are still in conjunction with the capital plan at this time in terms of the dollar amount and as far as construction goes, we're just going to be.
So we're on time, on budget, is what you're saying?
Currently, yes.
Okay.
And now maybe explain why that threshold now. So probably explain why so those little projects aren't too big enough.
Sure. So some of the small projects that we have, some of them are acquisition based, so there isn't really a construction percent. So if the rest of the report, it's going to be 0 to 100%. Some of the other smaller projects is we come to you in two phases. One's going to be design, one's going to be construction. But the capital plan will have our best estimate of what we do with construction supposed to be. And so we get the documents back, you won't know the full budget.
And some of that, it sounds like acquisition, so it's like deal over those sort of thing. We are finding that the market is lagging in terms of our purchasing for vehicles, so we may be looking at potential solutions there. It's taking longer and longer to get you. So that would be something where it would show zero progress in terms of completion, so we may have already purchased the vehicles, we're just waiting for delivery, so you're not going to see that. And we thought that the skewing some of these numbers a little bit.
Absolutely.
In terms of communication to do that. The exposure where we're at in terms of our programming, and also so we can bring those red flags forward earlier. Say we hit the turtle, we have to be able to overcome it. Just what hey, here's how that would possible for us.
So, first,
by your experience on the time of putting this together, is it something that fits with what you were already doing, or is it new, and does it help you in any way, or is it something that you are doing because we're asking you to do?
It's a little bit of both. Certainly, we've been tracking capital data for a while as regards to the capital plan. There was some parts of this that I reached out to departments on a monthly basis for, simply for one person. There's no way I can sit down at a desk and know what percentage or what phase for every project. So that stuff's fine. It's what you requested is something that's easy enough for us.
And it helps illustrate the capital program. So it's part of that constant review of the capital program, and it just really helps keep kind of eyes on things as we move forward.
It's very helpful to see. So I'm glad to hear it's not a burden.
Yeah, it sounds good.
So the courthouse, this is, I don't know why I had it in my head that this was like a long, long, long-term project. Is there more work than just this?
So this is the exterior work to the courthouse.
Okay. So there is more than that that has to be done at the courthouse.
Certainly the OCA, since my understanding is they're going to have recommendations for us on what they might be done.
Okay. So I'm not imagining things when I have to have like this 2028 or so time frame in my head of all of the work done. That's real. Okay. And why is it at 85% for engineering if they're 85% done with the actual project?
So the courthouse is an older building. So certainly as buildings worked on, things may come up. I don't want to just finally sit here and say, yeah, it's 100% done sign. And then, with governors, and the governors routed out, and it's in the still in the building. So we just need to make sure that it's designed in the building.
You're not going to have those period on design. So a lot of design conflict, make sure that everything that was completed for the project was completed to be set for the design. So they may be holding some of the remittance for that final design payout.
And the GSC, there's no concern that for 69% of budget when we haven't built anything yet?
So that is the land purchase. The budget that you see there was currently established by the legislature. We're still looking at a that a full all-in budget for that program is about $35,000 in that ballpark.
So, John, that percentage doesn't reflect total project cost. It's what's been authorized to date.
It's the percentage of budget that's actually worth roughly $3.
We can do another column on there.
Yeah, if we can. It would be very helpful to see the total cost because it's easy to get lost in the breakdown.
Project construction means what? No. I get construction management and acquisition, but what's project construction?
That's our building.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's the part I actually get something done. The rest of it's paying consultants and titles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other questions? No. All right.
You know, it says that the budget for construction is $3.4 million. Essential. I mean, we all know that's not true. So maybe phases or something?
Yeah.
Phasing?
Old business? Salary study?
I was just going to say that. I said, go ahead. That's fair. Perfect. So I can take the salary study. So we've had several conversations with Baker Tilly, the consultant. We've also had conversations with personnel. We are starting to have personnel look through some of the understanding, is probably the best way to say it, how Baker Tilly interpreted our contracts and some of the rules in our contracts weren't fully understood by Baker Tilly. So we are working with them just to make sure that they have a full understanding of how our rules work. In terms of the market analysis, we will be setting up a meeting with the subgroup who selected the comps to just go through what the market analysis showed, really pulling down all of the data that they were able to identify, like the percent of total matches. We did have some positions that they weren't able to match against, and that will be brought back to the selection committee for discussion to say, do you want them to go back out to try to find comparable matches? Do we want to move forward and have Baker Tilly place those positions where they see fit with based on the job analysis? Some of that work we can do. That meeting should be scheduled probably within the next week or so.
How does that affect the budget process? Because we're in the middle of budget process, and this seems like a significant part of the budget that we don't have data on, we're going to need data on or see the budget.
To complicate matters further, it would have to be contractually negotiated. So all of the union contracts are up for negotiations at this point. We are starting the negotiation process. So we do expect that to take a while. So we're going to start having those conversations with the union. In terms of budget, we've been having those conversations to say what can be done, if anything, at this point, or we'll be looking to come back after kind of conclusion of negotiations.
Anticipated date of completion?
Of negotiation?
No, of
the salary study. I don't think I have an exact date yet on completion of the salary study. I can say in terms of a report from the salary study, that would be more forthcoming. So we're hoping still on track if they can for the fall for that. At this point, based on what the outcome is from that market group, if they say we want you to go back out to get more comparable data for those positions that we're lacking comps for that may delay things, if we stick with where we have now and see where Baker Tilly can place those positions, that would be a quick turnaround.
What's their original date of completion?
Okay.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Second,
we're
going to take the cue.
Second.
All those in favor?
I was thinking.
Yes.
Thank you.